Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, welcome back, everybody. I think this is the pitching matchup of the night tonight across Major League Baseball. You've got Cole Reagans and Jose Berríos. Reagans got the best of Berríos, although they were both fantastic in that rain-shortened game last week. It's a rematch now. The Blue Jays are favored tonight at home. Tommy, there's very little that's better than a just massive, high-quality pitching matchup in Major League Baseball. And there are a handful across the league today, but none are better than this. I love this matchup. And another big opportunity for Reagans. You know, he had that one bad start. He bounced back in this matchup the last time out. Follow it right back up and see if you can take down one of the AL's best two games in a row.
I'm really excited about this game. And I mentioned it yesterday that I feel like Cole Reagans is primed to have a really good outing. I'm going to probably bet him. And I haven't looked at the odds yet. I don't exactly know what the props look like for him. But if I can find a good angle and it's juicy enough, yeah, I think I'm probably going to bet Cole Reagans because, you know, he pitched really well in the rain-shortened game in bad conditions at home on Thursday. And since that time, he's just gotten to rest and he didn't have to pitch. I think he only pitched, five innings in that rain-shortened game and looked really good doing it. So he can continue to rest up. You know, he sat the entire weekend against Detroit. Now he's able to, you know, go back up and face off against Berríos again. I really like Cole Reagans in this spot, and I feel like he's starting to trend up where, you know, and we talked about it a little bit yesterday. It's not like he's been pitching poorly this season, but he hasn't been quite as sharp as what we've been accustomed to seeing from him. But I do think that he's starting to trend up, and tonight will be a really good follow-up to build on what he did on Thursday.
All right, so let's look at this then. So you've got right now you have Cole Reagans. His strikeout total is at 5.5 for basically even money. And I'm going to pull up his numbers here real quick to see what he did in his last game against this same team and pull up his game log here real quick. Let's get him in. And so it's at 5.5 on his strikeouts the last time out. Remember, this was rain shortened, so he may have been able to go another inning. He was at 4. The other one that I would be at, there are two more hits allowed. It's way juiced if you think up he's going to give up 5 hits or more. He actually kept the hit total down in his last game. Now, typically speaking, he does clog the base paths just a little bit. Total outs recorded is the one I'm most interested in, though, Tommy. So it's both of these pitchers, by the way, are at 17.5. 6 innings is 18 outs, right? 6 times 3. So if you think that Cole Reagans is going to get through 6 innings, it doesn't matter what else he does, right? He just has to get 6 innings logged or it's 17.5. So yeah, you have to get through 6 innings. He's at minus 105. He probably would have gotten through six innings in his last start against them. He has gotten through six innings in exactly half of his starts, would have been more than half if you look at the last game that was rain shortened. You know, a game against Houston where they just had a ton of hits and everything off of him, he went five, and then that dud against Baltimore. Every other time, he probably hits that number. I think at even money, that's probably a pretty decent way to attack the game if you're looking at pitching stats.
Yeah, and I think that he, you know, if he can show the stuff that he did on Thursday at home, then I don't have any problem with, you know, thinking that he's going to go six or more. The only thing that comes to mind would be, you know, that third time through the lineup, you know, at that point, is there going to be, you know, any kind of issues? And I watched a good majority of the game last night. There's a couple guys on that lineup that, you know, and I know they kind of roughed up Jonathan Bowlen a little bit. You know, Justin Turner couldn't miss, you know, against Bowlen last night. And so if Turner is just kind of riding a hot streak and he carries that on against Reagans tonight, then that may shorten up the outing for Cole Reagans. Dalton Varsho is somebody else that is hitting the ball really well right now. He, you know, that guy swings it, pitches out of the zone and knocks him for doubles, it seems like, all the time. And so those are a couple of guys, you know, obviously to keep an eye on in the Toronto lineup. But assuming that Reagans can pitch like he did on Thursday and he's got his good stuff, then yeah, I've got no issue in thinking that he's going to go six innings or longer. And then at that point, you turn it over to the bullpen, which has been pretty good so far.
Let's do this then, because I'm with you. You can get right now. How about this? Because Berríos, by the way, has gone six innings in every game, except for the rain-shortened game, in which he probably was going to go six. You can put both of those players to get through six innings. Let's bet a pitcher's duel. Both of those games to get through six gets you to plus 216. Now the question becomes, do you take it at plus 216 or do you add another one and maybe take the games under if you think both of those players are going to get through six? Let me just take a look at that here, Tommy, because it's at 7.5. That's low, man. That's low. If you were to take that at even money and put that in the mix, you're now at plus 321. So that doesn't do enough for me to take that under. So I'm going to take that back out and sit at plus, you know, 2-1 odds. I'm just got my ESPN bet up right here. Let's book it. Let's do it. We're going to go for a pitcher's duel tonight. We're booked. It's bet both pitchers to get 18 outs.
I mean, don't you think that that's the way that, you know, more than likely, if the Royals are going to win this game, that's the way it's going to play out? I mean, you're playing
correct.
You're hitting against a guy like Berríos. The offense is not, you know, knocking anybody out of the park right now. So I do think that's going to be the path.
You can get almost 2-1 on Bobby Witt Jr. to steal a base. I kind of like that too tonight. I'm not going to. We're good. I've got some on the Blue Jays to lead after five. I've got some for the Royals to win the game outright, and I've got the pitcher's duel bets. That's what I'm doing tonight. If you have, I three bets on one. I don't. I, three bets on one baseball game for me is a lot. I'm excited for this baseball game. If you can't tell, you'll be able to hear that on the Odyssey app. We'll have Shocker Baseball here on KFH tonight. We'll come back. We'll tell you what else is on the networks when we wrap up a Tuesday edition of Sports Daily.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.